Okay, let's start with another USP, please. So repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
I'm going to pray now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray there. Praise, worship, and glorify you. We thank you for all you've done for us. We bless these people that have come tonight and those who will listen in the future, that they receive more blessings of the poor in 2024. As this is a year of breakthrough, I'm calling it into being. I'm believing for it. Everybody has breakthroughs in health challenges, financial challenges, all challenges. This is the season for breakthrough. As we set up getting ready for the end times, this is the season that we have our breakthroughs to help prepare for the coming challenges ahead. In Jesus' name. Now, receiving a blessing is wonderful, but being a blessing is even more wonderful. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20:35. Okay. And God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you. Come to who? Come to you in abundance, so that you may always, under all circumstances, and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnish in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. 2 Corinthians 9:8. The harvest you reap indicates what kind of seed that was planted. Don't be misled. No one makes a fool of God. There's a lot of people out there trying to make a fool of God right now. It's not going to work for them. What a person plants, he will harvest. Proverbs 6:7.
Okay, so some people are really upset at the devil because things aren't working out in their life. And that's where we need to bind up the devil and stop him so that he cannot continue to do things in our life. We also, though, should become better analysts to identify sins. Is there something maybe that I did not knowing that I did something, an unaware sin of, if something is happening, was a seed planted that was negative that I have to cancel, make null and void in the name of Jesus? Because I don't want to reap those negative harvests anymore. So if there are some things happening in your life that you don't like, you may want to get a pen and paper or get your phone out and write down what those negative things are that you want stopped. Tonight, we're going to be in prayer with you to bind those up. But we also are going to ask the Holy Spirit to show you, each and every one of us, to show each and every one of us if we have planted some negative seed that we need to identify sin and confess that sin or break a curse, or if we have broken curses before, do we need to go deeper and break more curses? Okay. Let's just take a minute and just pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Hey, Father, in the name of Jesus.
I ask you, Holy Spirit.
I ask you, Holy Spirit.
To reveal to me. If there are any sins that I'm unaware of.
If there are any sins that I'm unaware of.
That are blocking my blessings. That may have been a negative seed. That was planted. That I didn't realize. Because I don't want to reap. Any more challenges.
Any more challenges.
And so would you reveal to me.
And so would you reveal to me.
And open the eyes of my understanding.
And open the eyes of my understanding.
So that I could unblock that tonight.
That I could unblock that tonight.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, and we agree with that in Jesus' name.
The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, ignoring God, harvest a crop of weeds that to show for his life is weeds. But the one who plants in response to God, letting God's spirit do the growth work in him, harvest crop of real life, eternal life. That's Proverbs 6:8. You know, people out there plant a lot of bitterness. They reap a lot of bitterness. But those who plant love reap a lot of love. And our job is to always be as Jesus would be toward everybody. And try to plant that act of kindness, that act of support that Jesus would do. And as we do that, we receive back in response what we're planting.
Right. You know, we have learned that when we've ministered to many people who have pain challenges or arthritis challenges, cancer challenges, many times we'll ask them to analyze and look and see if there's been any resentment or bitterness or past hurts in their life from offenses that they have recurring memories, or every time they see that person, there's a, you know, they cringe. There's still something there. And many times they do find something that they weren't aware of. And when they ask the Holy Spirit, and when they forgive in a deeper way and release the person, not just say the forgiveness, and ask the Holy Spirit to get rid of the hurtful memories, and they get that complete release and feel free, then they've received their healing so much faster.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's amazing. So those were some seeds of bitterness and hurt that they didn't realize they had towards the person, because it wasn't right what the person did to them. They were actually victimized, and it wasn't correct what those people did. But the hurts in the heart, the wounds in the heart, can sometimes be a blockage to healing. It can also be a blockage to financial benefits. And so when there are financial challenges, we always have to analyze, is it because it's just an attack of the enemy? Or is there also something that the person needs to do to make sure that there's nothing blocking that? Okay. So let's take a few minutes just to pause and ask the Holy Spirit, is there anything in our life that is hindering our healing? So you can say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Could you please make me aware?
Please make me aware.
If there's anything blocking.
Anything blocking.
My healing.
My healing.
That I believe I received by faith.
That I believe I received by faith.
When I asked you one time.
When I asked you one time.
I don't have to ask you again.
I don't have to ask you again.
But now I'm affirming.
But now I'm affirming.
That I've been healed.
That I've been healed.
But is there something hindering the manifestation?
Is there something hindering the manifestation?
Of the healing.
Of the healing.
To come to my body.
Go to my body.
Because I believe by faith I have it.
I believe by faith I have it.
Could you please show me that?
Could you please show me that?
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And Pastor James and I agree with you.
We agree in Jesus' name.
Okay, so take a minute. Some people are receiving a word from the Holy Spirit right now. You might want to write down whatever he's showing you and telling you. Okay, let's go to the next point.
The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will be watered himself.
Okay. So it's wonderful to receive God's blessings. But the reason why God blesses us is so that we could be a blessing to others, right? And so are there areas in which we need to become more generous? I know a lot of times when money gets tight, people get tighter in their budget. But when there are needs that God wants people to meet, if we are obedient to the Lord and we give out of our need, God receives that as a greater offering because you're giving out of sacrifice. I remember one time when I was a missionary and I was taking care of some foster kids that were very, very poor, very, very challenged to be sick, malnutritioned. And I took them into my home and I had to get them clothes. And I only had enough food for myself. And pretty soon I had 10 of them in my home. And I prayed over that food and it kept multiplying every day. And God kept blessing us. And I went to church and I only had $25 left. And this is like about the end of the first week of the month, for the whole month, for food, for gasoline, for rent, for my utilities. I said, Lord, how am I going to pay all of that with $25? And no, it was $20. It was $20 bill. Mm-hmm. This time, yeah, it was another time. It was 25. I had $20 in my pocket. And the Lord said, this church really needs the help. And I want you to give the entire $20 as an offering. Because I had already given my tithes for the month. So this was extra. And I said, Lord, I was going to use part of that to get gasoline. I'm on empty. And I was going to get food for me and the kids for after church. He said, give the entire $20. So I didn't know how I was going to get home on empty, but I was obedient. But I knew I know the voice of God. This is where you have to really know, because I had so many confirmations that when I heard from the Lord, it panned out. Okay, so if you're not sure if you hear from the Lord, it's not a good thing to give up your last $20. But when you really know it's the Lord, so I went and I put it up in the offering basket and I just thanked the Lord for the opportunity for me to bless the kingdom. And I just praised the Lord, thanked him for helping me. Right after church, someone taps me on the shoulder and it was a stranger. And here I am in Guatemala and she spoke to me in English and she was Asian. She was Chinese. And she said to me, are you a missionary? I said, I am. She said, I am having a banquet at my restaurant that I own right after church. Would you join us? And I said, okay. And here now I have to go further on an empty gas, you know, empty tank of gas. But I felt led that I was supposed to go. And when I was there, she introduced me to a lot of pastors and ministers, and that it was opening up doors to the ministry that I went down there to do. And she had so much leftover food. She sent me home with like tons and tons of takeout bags. It lasted us for days and days of food. And I just blessed the gas tank. And then I had to go minister. And I had to drive like 90 miles out of town and back. And there were no gas stations on the way. And it was really kind of out in this remote area. And the Lord said, go, bless your gas. Continue to bless the gasoline in your car. So I went. And then for about every day, I was supposed to go somewhere else. The Lord kept saying, keep blessing your gas. I kept blessing the gas in the name of Jesus. And after a month of blessing my gasoline tank that still said empty, and I went and ministered hundreds and hundreds of miles and ministered and everywhere I went, finally one day I said, can I have like real gas now, please, Lord? And then a big offering came in and I was like, thank you, Jesus. So I was able to get the real gas. But for over 30 days, I was driving by blessing the gas tank, which means to multiply. So whatever you have lack in your life, keep blessing it every day. And if God tells you to bless someone else and be generous out of your own need, He will make you rich and supply every one of your needs.
Now, the key words there are knowing God's voice so well that you know you're doing what God wants you to do. And that's what we do a lot here at the Overcomer Club and at 633. That's what this is all about. As we get into these more challenging times, we have to really hear God's voice for everything we're doing. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits at the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. Well, similar version is Joshua 1:8. You know, don't let the word depart out of your mouth. That's the exact phrase on that one, too.
Meditate on the... the word day and night, and you'll make your way prosperous.
Make your way prosperous. But it's the word of God. As we know the word of God more, as we follow up on the word of God more, you know, we don't scoff people. I don't care what their challenges are. We're always properly polite, talk to them. We don't know where they're coming from, but we delight in the law of the Lord, law and meditate day and night. As we do that, we hear God's voice more and more clearly every day.
And God is blessing you so that you could be a blesser, to bless others. And you are a blessed person when you don't hang out with ungodly people, when you seek wisdom from people who know God. And I love verse 2. Where it says that we meditate on God's law or his word day and night, like Pastor James was saying. So let's purpose this year to meditate more on his word. That means to ruminate, to chew it over and over, like you chew a piece of gum over and over and over and over. So those of you that speak in your spirit language over and over. Those of you that have affirmations over and over and over. Why? Because it is helping you to be blessed because you're hearing the word of God. And faith comes by what? Hearing and hearing and hearing. So speaking it out loud, or if you're with other people and you don't want them to hear, do it in a whisper, but don't do it in your mind because it's not going to be activated. It needs to be a voice activated word of God that brings blessings to you. Okay. And here's our last point.
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, but whatever he does shall prosper. Now, prosper does mean financial. It means we prosper in health. It means we prosper in everything you do. So as you plant yourself in the rivers of water, the word of the Lord, and meditate on it day and night, everything in your life will prosper.
Amen. So we thank you, Lord, that this year we're going to see our souls prospering so much so that when our souls prosper, and that negativity is out and only the word of God replaces all negative thoughts. That's how we prosper, because we choose to think on the good things, which replaces the negative, which replaces the challenges. If you only think about the challenges, that's all you're going to ever see and receive. But if you think about the word of God on what it says to have victory in those areas, and you speak that into being and you speak it over your life, that is how your soul will prosper, because your soul will increase in its faith in order to magnetize what God has for us. So what we speak is what we'll believe is what we receive. So this year, let's meditate on his word so much more than we ever have before. And if you see anything in your life that is withering, any area that is not being fruitful and abundant, let's ask God to show us those areas right now. And so that we could water it with the word of God, water by meditating on the affirmations of the victory and promises that God has for us. So say this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Please show me.
Please show me.
What areas of my life.
What areas of my life.
Is not being as fruitful as it should be.
Not being as fruitful as it should be.
And I want it to be in abundance.
I want it to be in abundance.
So I could bless many people.
So I could bless many people.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To prosper in my soul.
Prosper in my soul.
And prosper in my health. And
prosper in my health.
And as a result.
And as a result.
I will prosper even more.
I will prosper
in my finances.
In my finances.
So that I could be a greater blessing.
That I could be a greater blessing.
To many people.
Many people.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. We'll ask you all to unmute. You should be able to unmute yourselves. Okay, praise the Lord. All right, so anybody, did that teaching help you?
Yes.
Okay, in what way?
Well, as we focus on, you know, we focus on the positive. And then we're going to be blessed, even though we might have been hurt or whatever.
Right. That's exactly right. So we are going to choose not to dwell on negative thoughts. If any thoughts make someone fearful or make someone nervous or maybe get upset or frustrated, we're going to have to switch the channel real quick and decide what promise of God am I going to choose to replace this? And that's how we prosper in our soul. Okay. Good point, Frida. Anybody else want to share? Did you get a chance to identify anything that the Holy Spirit may have been showing you? You don't have to share what it is. But during the lesson, did the Holy Spirit reveal anything to anybody that was helpful? Okay, Peter?
For a couple of things that Holy Spirit showed me I could stand some work on.
Okay, good. Very good. Is that Maria on the iPhone?
Yes.
Okay.
Maria. Yeah, me. This iPhone, I still need to learn how to use it because I can't get to the speak or the blur or whatever. Anyways, yes, it was confirmation, Pastor. Thank you so much. As you were saying that, well, no, a minute or two before you said that, the Lord was telling me of thinking of negative thoughts and just thinking the positive. And I said, okay. And then you said it.
Oh, amen. So the Holy Spirit was revealing it to you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Excellent. Good confirmation. Great. All right. And do you think that this teaching could help you grow in some of those areas? Did that help anybody else?
Yes.
Amen. Okay. Wonderful. And when we ask the Holy Spirit to show us things, did you see a picture or did you hear something or sense something that you could actually jot down and be a point that you're going to work on now? Did some of you get any of that?
I did.
You did good. Okay, excellent. Very good. And some of you that did not, you may, oh, great. Annie did, or Charlie. Okay, good. And if you didn't during the teaching, take a few days to meditate on that and ask the Holy Spirit to show you those areas that you can identify. Okay? Because that'll be important so that you'll know where to water. See, I have one plant that's live. I have to keep reminding my housekeepers because they're trying to water the artificial ones. That's not going to work. Okay. So there's one live one that I have. And every year, someone, a different person, will give me a live plant. And I don't have a green thumb like, Apostle Uncle Joshua or my dad or other people. Some of you are wonderful at plants. I try very hard, but I don't have a lot of time. So I need like an easy plant that takes care of itself. Well, I haven't found one. So a lot of them have not made it.
Maybe.
That's why artificial ones do really great in my home. But I have one that was given to me. It's been over a year now.
Well, it's about 3 years.
Is it 3 years?
Yeah.
It's okay, 3 years now. Time flies. And it's a bamboo plant. And that thing sometimes, we'll go out of town, we'll come back, and it's kind of, some of the leaves are drying up that I have to pull them off. And then I water it, and then it gets green again. And then I have to water some more, it gets green again. And if I forget about it because I'm challenged to be busy, it just keeps thriving and coming back. But the whole point is, if we don't water an area of our lives that we're not bearing fruit in, how's it going to get the fruit? Because it needs more water, which is the word of God. So we water ourselves with more word of God so that we could get our fruit that are small to be bigger or more fruit. And then we'll see more results of what we need. So the areas that you're doing well in, you're watering well. Let's look at the areas that aren't doing so well. And why don't you stop overwatering now in the other areas you're doing well and spend more of our time watering the areas that need some more attending. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So don't do more affirmations. Don't stay up late and not sleep. That's not good. Cut down your affirmations on the areas doing well. And use the same time, but apply it now to another area that you need help in. So you don't do extra, you just rebalance it. Mm-hmm. Move it around. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because we don't want people to get overtired.
Yeah.
Because when people get overtired, then the devil can sometimes step in. If it's that's a consistent thing, we want to avoid the devil stepping in we don't want your people's immune systems to be lowered or, not have enough sleep or we can't make good decisions and then thinking we're hearing the Lord right, but not hearing right because of tiredness or being overwhelmed or challenged like that. So it's easy to miss the Lord when people do have too much on their plate. Okay, so does that help you? So you don't get overwhelmed this year, okay?
Yeah.
Don't stay up till 2 a.m. Is our recommendation. That's only once in a while when God tells somebody, once in a great while. That is not the norm. That is not the norm, okay? And there's no emergency that needs to be done. What God wants this year is people to get rest and be strong.
Amen.
Okay, yeah. Rest in the Lord. That's where you'll hear his voice more. Okay? All right, so does that help any of you?
Yes. Yes.
Don't do what someone else has been told to do. Do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do.
That's right.
Because that may not be what you're called to do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So hope that helps you. All right. Susan and Peter were gracious to offer to do communion tonight. So Susan, do you want to lead us in a USP?
Sure. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm
not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
All unrighteousness.
All unrighteousness.
All unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1 9.
According to 1 John 1 and 9.
Amen.
Amen.
So, I don't know. Peter, you want to do the bread or do the blood? What's your choice?
I can do either.
Why don't you do the bread? I'll do the blood.
Okay. I'll go ahead with the bread then. Everyone have their bread ready?
Yes.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So, Father, we receive the bread, the body of Jesus, with deep thanksgiving.
Thank you, Lord. I receive. I agree and receive in Jesus' name.
I agree and I receive in Jesus' name.
I agree and receive in
Jesus.
Father, for your word that says, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking the cup that was set before you and drinking it so that we could drink this cup, Lord. And we thank you for giving your life for us so that we can have life in you. And we thank you, Jesus, for shedding your blood for us and washing away all of our sin. Thank you, Lord. We love you and we thank you and we praise you. And we believe and we receive your blood and the life that's in your blood as we partake. Thank you, Lord.
We agree and receive.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
Amen.
For we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Stripes of Jesus.
Okay.
All right, so I need two volunteers before I draft for communion for next week.
Mm-hmm. Anybody want to offer?
I think I see Lyle waving his hand.
Great.
Lyle and Sharon, would you do it together?
Yes, we'll do it.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
Okay, perfect. Thank
you. Okay, great. Thank you.
Hope everybody had a wonderful holiday season. And I pray that 2024 is better than ever before.
Yes.
Yes.
Just believe it's going to be a great year for everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
It will be. Okay. Susan, do you want to, Susan and Peter, would you stay for after service prayer?
Sure.
Okay. All right, anybody want to stay for after service prayer? Let us know and we'll just close in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for blessing each and every person. We thank you for making them greater blessings this year than ever before, because they want to be bigger blessings. They already are great blessings. But Lord, this year we're going to touch even more people. And everybody that agrees says, Amen. Okay, we love you, and we'll see you first Friday. Zoom is Friday coming up, and then we have a great service on Sunday. So You guys can log off, and anyone that needs to stay on for after service prayer can do that. Okay, so I'm going to stop the recording now, unless you want to say something else.
No, we're good. Uh-huh.